In the Gaza Strip, there are glimmers of hope emerging for at least a temporary period of quiet after days of violence. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has deployed thousands of Palestinian security forces to try to prevent rocket and mortar attacks against Israeli targets. Members of some militant factions say they're ready to halt attacks if Israel halts its military operations. Israel says a ceasefire isn't enough, but it's inclined to respond to quiet with quiet. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
After a rash of Palestinian attacks and Israeli military responses, it's been quiet since about midweek in Gaza. At what point does quiet become a ceasefire?
Well, the question is, it's being measured day by day, and a day of quiet is a day of success, and it's hard to say how much more beyond that you can project. The fundamental problems remain mostly unchanged. The violent Palestinian factions have offered differing versions of the same kind of response: we'll stop the violence if Israel will. A local Gaza branch of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, which is linked to Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement, says it's ready to lay down its weapons, provided there are no more Israeli operations in the occupied territories, that more Palestinian prisoners are released, and other conditions are met. Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the Islamist factions, have made similar comments. Hamas also says they're not launching attacks right now because the President Abbas is in town for serious talks. So quiet at the moment, no guarantee it will last, and some of these demands of the armed factions seem unlikely to be met.
Hmm. Does the visible deployment of so many Palestinian forces do something real, or is it largely symbolic?
It's a visible sign of the change in tone between Abbas and Arafat, certainly since 1996, the time of the last crackdown by the Palestinian Authority. And this, we must say at this point, is nothing like that. But at the moment, it's mostly symbolic because they haven't been tested. Mm-hmm. We don't know how far what their orders are, what these forces are told to do. If there is another mortar launch, will they shoot at the people doing the launch, or will they just try and talk them out of it? Abbas and his top aides have repeatedly said they've got no intention of starting a civil war, but they're also determined to end the violence and give diplomatic efforts another chance. The analysts I've been talking to say are pessimistic that these security forces will maintain calm through force. They say at this point the ceasefire talks are the best venue for progress.
And Peter, tell us what's happening on the Israeli side at the same time. A week ago, Prime Minister Sharon says we're not talking to those guys. Now that's changed.
Security coordination talks have come about, not diplomatic talks yet. And that's important for the Palestinians because their armed men are now out there near the borders and they want to make sure they're not attacked by the Israeli soldiers. But the Israeli troops are just outside massing for an offensive, should there be a need for it, should things fall apart. The Palestinians, of course, are talking about a mutual ceasefire, but Israel is having none of that at this point. They say it's an internal Palestinian matter. But one officer says as long as it stays quiet on the Palestinian side, we are likely to hold off on operations that aren't absolutely necessary. In the coming week, we're likely to see another meeting of Palestinian factions in Cairo, including exiled leaders from Damascus, and U.S. Assistant Secretary of State William Burns is due to visit the region. It looks like another critical time for Mr. Abbas, but we'll probably be saying that quite a few times in the future.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.